good here, but Peter is with FEMA, and he is a public information officer. It says right here on his card. Peter, when did you get into town? Does it make it so?
Actually, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, we got deployed very quick. FEMA was on the ground right away, right after the disaster happened. And we're getting more and more people in because our job is to help people. And my job is to tell you guys, the media, how, what to tell the people so they can get help.
Okay, then tell us what
and
we need
major,
to tell them.
The major thing right now is for the people to register with FEMA. The number to register is 1-800-621-3362. They can go online at disasterassistance.gov. And there's also a number for the hearing pair, and it's 1-800-462-7585.
Okay, 1-800-631 was the first number again?
1-800-621-3362.
3362. I'm sorry, I don't speak Arizona, so I
got okay,
a little confused there. That's very
speak,
good.
I don't speak Arkansas either.
I know, but you know what? You're going to be saying y'all and fix it too before you get out of here.
Okay.
That'll be good. So okay. Have you been to our great state before?
Yes, I have been to, actually, 5 years ago
okay.
in another disaster.
Yeah.
I love the state.
Yeah.
And I have to say something about the people here in the state. They have a great resilience. And they prefer to grab a hammer and a nail and fix things, you know, when actually FEMA has a lot of assistance to fix their damaged houses, to help them with their rentals, to move to a place where they are still fixing their house. So, and what I learned to so many disasters have been that we call the people that have been through that victims. Yes, it's like the common terminology. For me, they are survivors. They survive a horrible ordeal. Now they're trying to survive the loss of loved ones, friends, neighbors that they may be injured, emotional loss. What they're doing, they're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the local government, the state will work together, and the federal government, FEMA, we're here to help. And they need to register, because that's how the first step for assistance. The money available, they qualify, even if they have insurance, I suggest they register with FEMA.
1-800-621-3362 is the number for FEMA, and I think I speak for everybody at the Buzz when I say I could listen to you talk all day. You have a very, very debonair delivery, my friend. So how long will you be on the ground? How long will FEMA representatives be here?
I'll be here for a long time. I mean, probably at least personally over 30 days.
Is that right? Okay.
And I'm going to be here in I'll be in Conway, actually.
Okay.
But I'll be around in Mayflower and Livonia a lot, and every day. That's my job, is to talk to people and talk with the media and tell them, please help us, you know.
Yeah.
Just spread the word around. That's what the best help we can do, and you can do. You know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, we want to make sure to spread the word. What's doing in Green Valley? You play golf?
Let's put it this way. It's very hot every day.
Well, that's true.
In Arizona, it's hot or very hot or hell.
Are you a golfer?
No, I tried to get out of this bad addiction.
Yeah, it is a bad one.
You have to walk, you know. It's terrible.
I understand. Yeah.
Exercise. It's not very good someday.
Kanoa Hills down there a few times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where I live.
Run across the border, go to Nogales, and pick up some cheap eats and drinks.
Yeah,
my grandfather goes over there and gets prescriptions, but I don't want to talk about what he's picking up. And my grandmother doesn't like him to go get that prescription, but occasionally he brings
back
anyway.
Some agave elixir, like?
Yeah, some elixir, yeah, some blue elixir that
blue
he's a big
light.
Fan of, yeah.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Typical.
Yes, well, that's my grandfather. He's a filthy old man, God bless him. Well, Peter, we appreciate you and all the folks at FEMA, and I know everybody here, you know, again, we're trying to sort of put it back together. I know you guys are here to help, and like you said, it's good to hear you're going to be here for a month. I mean, that's... you know, nice to know. So that's
you have
that's
my
assuring.
Phone number. You can call me at any time. There's no plenty of information coming through, and Justin, and I appreciate the help, and thank you very much for having me.
Roger,
thanks
almost
for the time.
I almost hesitate to ask, but do you have any questions, Roger? That's good. Roger went silent. Lucky for all of us, because that would have been totally inappropriate.
First time ever.
Yes, I will not say anything.
Roger's speechless.
He'd be very intimidated.
I mean, could you listen to this guy talk all day?
I could listen to him talk about everything. I'd love to hear him read the Bible to
him. I was just going
to
say,
let's read one of your ad-libs.
You know what? And cook. What? And cook. And cook a nice meal.
Have you learned how to call the hogs while you've been here before?
Woo,
pig, Suey. No.
No.
Are you an Arizona fan?
Do
you like the Wildcats?
Definitely.
Yeah. I used to be until Lute left, and then I can't root for them anymore.
Oh, come on.
I like Sean Miller, though.
We almost went to the Final Four.
Yeah. Nice. Great team. Great team.
Come on.
Yeah, they're pretty disappointing. Disappointing performance. I thought they were going to pull it off.
Yes, they did.
My grandfather was devastated. You know, he's in his 90s. He's only got so many years left. Arizona could at least get him a, you know, a Final Four bid.
Next year.
Okay. You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Please, call me. I'll buy you dinner in Green Valley.
I like that. This is getting better all the time. All right, Peter. Appreciate the time very much. And thanks to FEMA.
Thank you, Peter. If you are someone in need,
that number again, 1-800-621-3362 or disasterassistance.gov. So you know what? You go ahead and bash your Obamacare, Roger, but there is some nice, good folks at the government working for you.
You know what? Guess what? I'm the government. You're the government. We're all the government.
Sounds like a scene from Godfather 4 was about to
break. Sure did.
By the people, for the people.
Walter Tucker, I've got his card. He is with the Arkansas Food Bank. And for those people in the outside areas that aren't getting as much notoriety or, for lack of a better term, aren't getting as much assistance, if you call 240-5087, 240-5087, that is the food bank, they will bring you, tell them what you need. They'll bring you food. They'll bring you the food. Floyd,
that's cool.
Fountain Hill Center, all of
that's
you.
Cool.
Yeah, they will bring you the food. 240-5087.
All right, very good. We will be back. It is 10:49. We are at the Sonic in Mayflower, Arkansas. And our boys are over at, our buddies are over at El Paso. And, of course,
they're like our children's.
Children's, is, now they are. Yeah. Jeremy and, it's weird that they're older than us.
Jeremy and RJ. Yeah,
Jeremy and RJ.
Raise it back.
To count. From Sesame Street. One, two, three.
I'm all out of toast. I'm out of toast. We'll be back.
Love it. You're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your room. I have to admit, it's getting better.